So when we examine human history, we should ask these questions. At least physical and vital were sufficiently established. If intellectuality was developed, was intellectuality sufficiently developed? And if it collapsed only because it was not widely distributed? The answer is that even though intellectuality and spirituality developed in earlier times, they remained within small groups of people. Even in the times of the Vedic rishis, it is not as if all the people living in Vedic times came to know what is in the Veda. In fact, only a small group of people became rishis. But large number of people were savages. If you see Ramayana, Vishwamitra comes to Dashrath saying, we are doing yajnas, sacrifices, according to Vedic rites. But we are being disturbed by huge monsters and we want to be protected. So even while there were rishis like Vishwamitra, the vital and physical beings represented by the Rakshasas were very heavy and they were ready to destroy and they were not sufficiently conquered. So the history's attention was to conquer them. That is why Rama and Lakshman had to go in their youth to destroy those Rakshasas. That means that large population was ignorant, did not participate in the heights of the Vedic spirituality. If you go to Greek history, it was mainly Athens, one city in which the glory of Greece developed to great pinnacles. But the other states, they did not partake in it. They were overrun afterwards by the Romans, who were savages. So intellectual development of Greece was submerged. Why? Because the vital powers had still their own history to make. And they were allowed large room. And that great civilization was allowed to break down. So from a point of view of the development of intellect, you might say there was a breakdown. But from the point of view of the development of the vital, which had to be given a large room, that was secured. Human history is therefore a kind of a zigzag in which different powers are allowed to develop, even to reach climax, but the attention was on different planes, which had to be given a larger room, larger place. So in the first place, physical was given a large place, then vital was given a large place, then came the age of the intellect. Now look at the history of our modern times. Since the time of Renaissance is supposed to be starting with 1492, that is the date of Renaissance commencement. From 1492 to the present day, now you can see the age of intellectuality. By 1492, physical and vital beings were sufficiently developed. It didn't mean therefore they had reached their climax and there was no further clamor of the physical and the vital. But they were sufficiently developed so as to give a room now, a larger room, for the intellectual development of mankind. Within last 500 years, it's an unprecedented story of the intellectual development. Even though in ancient times intellect was developed, and I give you examples of it, but never was intellectual development made so widespread, the sharing of intellectual development, as today. In the last 500 years. larger sections of people have becoming more and more intellectual. They are sharing the philosophic culture, the artistic culture, and all fields of morality and aesthetics. All these elements were developed and shared. Important point is sharing. A historical development is to be judged by the height that you reach and by the largeness of sharing that you can make. Now, in the past stages of history, there was pinnacle achieved from time to time. But because it was not being shared by a large number of people, there was a possibility of attack and destruction. Now, during the last 500 years, even though wars took place, even though vital was still allowed to play a great role, still there was sufficient stability of civilization as to allow the development of intellect in number of subjects. The multiplicity of inquiry that you find during the last 500 years in Europe was incredible. The subjects that were inquired, the methods of inquiry that were developed, particularly the method of induction, experimentations that have been done, discoveries that have been made, the inventions that have been made, so that during the last 500 years we have surpassed the pinnacles of the past in various domains of intellectual development. Today's astronomy in last 500 years has surpassed all astronomical developments of the past. So even if you had reached great heights in the past, today's heights are much greater. And widespread development. In the past, the development was not widespread. Educational systems of the past restricted access to education. It was difficult to get education in most of the times of history. It is during the last 500 years that education is made very widespread. We speak of education for all. We want everyone to be educated. Now, even in the field of intellect, there are three domains: the physical intellect, the vital intellect, and the pure intellect. And therefore, within the last 500 years, all the three, one after the other, have been developed, and very largely. Now, it is not that at that same time other domains are not developing, but the special space was given to the development of intellect. It is true that some of the intellectual heights which were reached earlier may have been some very greater than even now. It's quite possible in certain intellectual developments the peaks which were reached were greater. For example, it can be said that the intellectuality that you find in Mahabharata even now remains unsurpassed in some respects. The conclusions which were reached in some of the domains of philosophy even now remains unsurpassed. But this is compensated by subtlety. In any domain, there are three aspects to be seen: the height that you reach, the subtlety that you reach, complexity and profundity that you reach. All the three aspects have to be seen. For fullness, you should have all the three. Your height should be the highest, subtlety must be the subtlest, and complexity and profundity must be the deepest. When you can combine all the three, then you can say, now this is perfected. And you will see that when these three things are achieved, then there is no collapse. No return again until you reach these three perfections, because you are not in perfection, there is a possibility of a collapse. During this last 500 years, therefore, intellect not only developed in the sense of physical intellect, that is why physics is the science of physical intellect. Vital intellect, the development of all other arts and applications, technologies, this is vital intellect. And the pure intellect is in the field of philosophy, pure speculation, pure thought. In all the three respects, not only that, but it went one step farther. Intellect came to recognize the necessity of conceiving ideals, which was always the case. Intellect always. But how to apply ideals on a large scale in the society so that the whole society shares those ideals? This new idea sprang up in the West on a very large scale. Take for example, in France, and it's not only France but England, America, but it especially crystallized in France. In France, the great thinkers thought of three great ideals of the intellect. Ideal of liberty, equality and fraternity, and said that if you want a rational life in the world, reasonable life, a good life in the world, then people should have freedom of thought and expression. There should be equality so that the wide gulfs which exist today between the rich and the poor should be reduced or eliminated, and there should be a feeling of brotherliness among people. Now, having conceived these ideals, the whole of France went into a great revolution and said, in the whole of France, we want liberty, equality, fraternity. Not only that, but Napoleon, who came forward at the end of the French Revolution, he carried these three ideas all over Europe. One of the great results of Napoleonic wars was that these three ideals went round the whole of Europe. So although French Revolution failed in France, but these three ideals, they went round, and it inspired revolutions in other countries in the same way. And even today, even if you read our Indian Constitution, which was framed in 1950, you will find the very preamble speaks of justice, liberty, equality, fraternity, even today. So the effect is so widespread that those ideals are now getting more and more established. But even that is now found, that you may put the ideals, you may even share the ideals, you may try to implement them, but today's history has now shown that they are not implementable except in very minor degree.